I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. How much is too much to spend on art? That's not a question the royal family of Qatar seems to be asking itself. Last year, the Qatar Museums Authority purchased Paul Cézanne's card players for $250 million. That's the highest known price ever paid for a painting. Other purchases by Qatar include paying more than $70 million for a Mark Rothko painting. Some experts worry the high prices the tiny Persian Gulf emirate is willing to pay will cause a global escalation in art prices. David Ross runs a graduate program at the School of Visual Arts. He's also directed many museums across the country. David, you've been following Qatar's buying spree. What kind of art are they buying?
They're buying great super blue chip pictures in order to help build the core of a collection, which will at some point be world class, as it's a museum that has as its ambition taking its place among the community of world class museums around the globe that have had collections built over the last 100 years. They're applying a lot of capital to try to build a great collection very quickly.
And are they focusing on particular periods in art?
Well, I think what they're doing is what a lot of museums that are recently developed, whether they're museums in China or elsewhere in Asia or in the Middle East, and that is that they're concentrating on modern masterpieces to build a kind of a framework around which they can tell the story of modern art to their constituents and to their audience. They're doing that by trying to find exemplary works of the key artists of the 20th century in the Western canon.
Now, the woman behind these purchases is Sheikha Al-Mayassa. She's the sister of the current emir of Qatar. Who is she?
Well, Sheikha is a remarkable woman, educated in the West, has a great sense of what it takes to bring not only her museum into the community of top-range museums, of top-flight museums, but also understands that it's a process that demands not just capital, but it demands a sense of focus. You have to really understand the mission and direction for your museum. She's a very worldly and sophisticated and well-informed woman who understands that coming so late in the game to build a great museum of modern art for a country that is trying to place itself in the conversation.
Can you tell what sort of strategy she has for the long term?
Based on what I'm seeing and what I understand from my colleagues in the auction houses and in the galleries, they are moving to find those great works that form a framework around which they can tell the history of Western modern art. Once that framework is established, they can then begin to fill in and move into the present. But in terms of building that historical framework, it just takes a great deal of focus and research to find the great pictures, not just, you know, any Cézanne, not just any Picasso, not just any Matisse, but to find a great one. When they have that kind of resource base, finding a great picture is just a matter of identifying it and then going after it. They're not going to lose an auction to anyone if it's a picture they want.
What are these really high price purchases mean for the art world as a whole?
Well, I think these high price purchases, which don't only emanate from the Gulf states and from Qatar, are part of an escalation of the competition between hungry museums to establish themselves regardless of the dollar cost.
Do people in the art world have any reservations about all this great art going to Qatar? Or are they like, well, whoever wants it, it's fine?
Well, it's not whoever wants it, fine. You know, I mean, I find it great that there'll be great museums in parts of the world where the people who were being educated in those parts of the world didn't have primary access without going to Paris or London or New York or Berlin to see great works of art.
David Ross has been director of a number of museums across the country, including the Whitney, the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art, and the Institute of Contemporary Art in Boston. Thank you so much, David.
You're welcome.